Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
John 17 from verse 21. That they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. Say, they may all be what? One. As you, the Father, is in me, and what? I in you. Let's continue reading. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Next part of scripture. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. In other words, you cannot be one without the consciousness of the glory. You see that? I have given you the glory. He said, the glory which you gave me, Jesus is the one praying here. He said, the glory which God Almighty gave him, he has what? Given us. Say, I have the glory of Jesus. You heard the testimony of last born. You say they call her last born in church. It's like she's still last born in this church. In school, I mean. Are you last born in this church? Okay, no, there's another smaller person here. Prince, ba? Prince, you are hereby declared the last born of this church. No, those elements are kindergarten. So, you should be giving last born money. Prince, stand up, let them see you. After now, Miss Love for some goodies. Miss Sister Cynthia, yeah? You understand? Miss Sister Sarah, they'll give you goodies. Last born should be for enjoyment. You can be sitting. You can sit down. You see what happened because of the glory of God in her life? She spoke words to her lecturer. He got healed. You think that man will give her carry over again? You see? Even if, you know, one time I went to my exam officer as a student. There was this course. The man, I replied his comment on Facebook, so he failed me. He didn't know how to fail me. He gave me 44. And to not have a carryover, it's supposed to be 45. I can't remember. I think so, right? So he gave me 44. So when I went there, I told the woman that I can't get carryover in that course. Even if I was to get in any course, it cannot be that course. She knows me. Prophet Simon, what brought you? I said, they gave me carryover. She said, what course? I called the course. I said, even if I don't read, I was telling her, I said, I cannot get carryover in that kind of course. I mean, I know why I had the carryover, but I want her to look at it first. So she looked at it and said, what kind of carryover is this? 44. She said, I better just go. I'll remove it. She just removed it. I said, don't worry. No need to explain anything. You see that kind of thing? Influence. Just remove it. Say, be going. Just forget that man. That's how they behave. Even him too was shocked. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, the man is orthodox, so he posted something against Pentecostals. And I don't know why people behave like that. Just trying to be biased. He said, and I think I should just say this. He said, pastors eat tithes and offering. Now, I'm a pastor. I don't eat tithes and offering. So, it's so painful saying things like that. He said, pastors deceive members as a lecturer. And he was contesting for governor. He has not even gotten a local house, local chairman, local governor. They've not even given him that. Even chairman of BSU committee for lecturers, they've not given him. Even ASU chairman, even departmental chairman has not got it. So he was aspiring to be a governor, which I know would never happen. And he said, you see, not mocked pastors. So I now, as a student, and I miss comment, I said, you know, it's a lie. And as an intelligent lecturer that you are, you cannot say all pastors are like that. You are too intelligent to say such a thing. Now, it's indiscipline to say all pastors are... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can say maybe you've met one or two or three. No problem. But you can't say all. Meaning you are making people feel like the people you can influence, not everybody, right? That pastors are foolish. And do you know that influence is true? You have people you have influence over. They would begin to think like you. He said, but in our own Orthodox church, he mentioned the church. No disrespect to them, the Catholic church. He said, they are different. They don't do things like that. And I smiled because I was utter boy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? While I was growing up in the barracks, I was utter boy. How many of you did utter boy or utter girl in this place? I did it. And I know what happens. So I don't understand the meaning of that kind of statement. Both tithes, offering, first collection, second collection, is all for the priest. So what are you talking about? It's not like we are trying to mock. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But we in this system, except for some pastors that don't fear God, we don't do it like that. Because if you do it like that, you cannot run church. It's not possible. Yes, some pastors, I mean most pastors are on salary. But in the Orthodox, they don't put anybody on salary. Whatever comes out from the service is your own. Then you take a part to your head. And nobody complain. We are not saying you are sinners or blah, blah, blah. It's your belief. If you see it like that, fine. So why try to be, you know, say things like that don't hold any water. And he decided to want to give me a carryover. But I declared him. The woman he told, that was the exam of his, was somebody that told me to pray for her or something. And I prayed. So she couldn't allow me to have carryover. Like she prayed now, she can't get carryover. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And see the mind-blowing testimony, she was calling her phone, iPhone, waiting. 70 SR. What is R? Roman figure R. Maybe that makes it 70 with X. Who knows? You know, when she was talking, I was just talking about that scripture that says the kingdom of God belongs to these little ones. Some of you that have experienced being Christianity for long, you don't know how to confess. In fact, when you confess, you say, don't mind the girl, she will tire. If you see her confessing, she will tire. But don't confess, confess yours. I'm 30 years in defeat. Calm down. Those things that they work. But see how God did for her. She was passionate with her faith. Her brother took her and get. Is everybody that can get SR for his sister? You that have brother, have they got you SR? It's confession of faith. They say no. See your head. This one say no. You have father. You say you have. Amen. It's your confession. Do you use the confess? You see this girl. Oh my God. You shouted no. You will see. This your phone. Who got it for you? Eh? So I must get SR, ba? No problem. After service, bring this phone. I'll get your SR. No, I'll seize it. You did not confess SR. Do you even know there is SR? You confess phone. Lord, give me phone. Now you have phone. She was like iPhone. This phone, I don't finish you in this service. You that was using one dead iPhone. And I saved you with a good phone. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. She confessed and she got it. And I asked, is there every elder brother that can give you iPhone or phone? Huh? It's not. Some of you have firstborn that have forgotten the family. He's going to say, uncle, brother, I'm the last born in our family. You remember me? But if you speak the right words, do you understand what I'm trying to say? It will go against that bad wife. And sometimes it's not even bad wife, it's their character. They're just looking for somebody to cover. It's just their character. Now, indeed, it's good to marry well. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because if you marry a good woman, she will not cause you to forget your family. But if you marry a bad woman, she will make you forget your family. And sometimes I used to think of all these bad wives. How will you make a man to forget his family? You will know from the relationship. See, the way you call your mother. Oh, wow, you haven't called me like that. If you say a woman, she's comparing your mother and you, you have a problem as a woman. And women, let's be very sincere. I wanted to say this, but thank God I remember. Let's be very sincere. Why are you comparing yourself as a girlfriend with somebody's mother? You said, think about this thing. Who are you? We don't have track record yet. We don't know who you are. We don't know what you can do. You are coming to compare yourself with somebody's mother. You know what it means for somebody to have a mother? A woman that will give her all to make sure you go to school and everything. Then you will come and say, you are calling my... Who are you? You that is collecting my money. Me, I'm giving my mother. But you, my mother gave me money. You are collecting. Who is better? The one that collects or the one that gives? And all of you don't know that one day you become mother. What you sow, you reap. When your son looks at you and forgets you because of one small girl, that's when your eye will clear. It's not nice. Most of these girls start doing like that. The character used to start from small. Boys notice it and clear them off the road. Don't marry a woman that will make you hate your mother. In fact, when your mother is old, she wants to enjoy you at that time. As much as you can, do something that will make her smile. We not say buy Lamborghini. Do something. Sometimes you just carry one 10,000 nice bushmeat and visit the home. You know those kind of nice things. Just make your mother happy. Your mother especially. I don't know what fathers have done to us. You know, if your mother is happy, your father will be happy too. Do you understand indirectly? Just make everybody happy. It's not mothers that make fathers happy. Yeah. So make mothers happy, it will transmit to the father. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, I saw the last Father's Day video, one funny video. The fathers wore skirts and wrapper and they were dancing. They say now that they are dancing, they will remember that it's their day. Because they are dancing with the attire of women. You know, sometimes when they celebrate Father's Day, women that get their college. Even on Father's Day, it's women that they will be talking about more. I want to thank God for my father and my mother especially that held his hand. We are talking about Father's Day. If not for my mother, my father would have not really, but thank God for my mother who stood by him. So today I celebrate my father. Hallelujah. So it was a beautiful testimony. Well done. You have more testimonies. And the rest of you learn from that. Confess your own iPhone or phone. And faith is precise. What you say, you get. Not what your elder brother wants to give to you. What you say is what you get. If you say phone, you get phone. If you say iPhone, you get iPhone. Do you understand? Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, you need the glory to become one with the Father. You need the glory. The glory of Jesus. You need that glory. Say, I have the glory in the name of Jesus. You know, when the Bible said you will know the truth and the truth will make you free, that word truth there is reality. Existing reality. You are not going to be victorious. You are victorious already. Enforcing that reality in your life as you fight the good fight of faith. Satan is not going to be defeated. Satan is defeated already. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And if you see him in any sphere of your life, you enforce the authority over him. You're not trying to do a new thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's why you don't expect yourself to pray for something. You know those stupid statements people say? Say, if you go pray for something, then go back home and wash yourself by the blood of Jesus. You went to cut one evil tree. They say you cut evil tree. Then you go back home and you are washing yourself. What are you washing yourself from? You are in the blood cutting the tree. Don't you understand? In Christ, you are not coming out to wash yourself. You are in Christ. You are washing yourself from what infirmity? A lot of time is that carefulness that puts you in trouble. You know, we need to rise towards strength, not towards weakness. The church has for so long embraced weakness too much. There are so much... Focus on weakness, not strength. You somebody say, carry your shoe inside or they'll come put charm. You know what you are trying to say? that if they put the charm, it will affect you. What happened to the scripture that says you shall trample upon snakes and scorpion, and they shall by no means hurt you? These are things you should teach your children. Not fear. If you put the charm, you're on your own. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We shall trample upon them. You know, you are not just a mental assenter. One that hears the word of God and is excited and does nothing with the word of God. Urge and unapologetic. Pastor Chris corrected something about this mindset, and I think it's true. When we say apologetic, don't just be somebody that will just be philosophical in nature, simply philosophical in nature. You just carry the word of God and try to prove Christianity. You are not filled with the Holy Ghost. Sickness will still kill you as an apologetic. You try to prove that God can heal the sick. Meanwhile, because you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and are not praying in the Spirit, that sickness you are saying God, you are trying to prove to people that God healed in the Bible, the sickness will not kill you. How will it make sense to the whole world? That's why I say, tarry in Jerusalem until you have been what? Before you go and prove me, wait till you are filled with the Holy Ghost. And I truly believe what he said. So you are not somebody that should be proving the existence of God on Facebook alone. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Engage the power of the Holy Ghost. So that when you say God is powerful, you will prove him through your life. They saw one sickness trying to befall you. All of a sudden you came out of the sickness. Stronger and more powerful. Proving that God can heal. Because he has already done it. And what are you doing now? Enforcing that victory. When you say I can never walk in lack, you have to fight the good fight of faith to prove it. You can't be talking like this and doing like that. You must be a vector Christian. Not a scalar Christian. You know scalar quantities, you know vector quantities in physics. What are scalar quantities? Magnitude and what? Direction. What are vector quantities? Magnitudes and what? Direction. You are a Christian, you have the word of God, and it's manifesting in your life. You have magnitude and direction. It's showing. You say, I refuse to be poor, and you are walking in riches. You don't just stop there. When you say, I refuse to be poor, you don't start sleeping. You work hard. You work hard because faith without work is what? Dead. Because you know you can't be poor, there's a way you walk. Expecting. You know, one of the reasons, I heard this from somebody, I can't really remember him. He said, one of the reasons why people are not consistent is because they know it will not work. If you know it will work, you'll be consistent. Why you wake up every morning to do it is because you know something will happen at the end of it. That's why you're consistent. If you see people lazy, it's because they know it will not work. For instance, some people have embraced fraud in this country as a way of life. They call it Yahoo, the popular name. It's because they know that in their hearts, they believe nothing can work for them in this country. That's why they embrace fraud. And you hear them ranting and saying that the government is corrupt. That's why they are corrupt. There is no excuse for corruption. If you are doing fraud, you are doing fraud. There is no excuse. Whether the government is corrupt, it's not an affirmation for you or confirmation for you to go and say you're doing fraud. And some say the money the white people stole from our fathers. Which money did they steal from your father? Yahoo is Yahoo, and Yahoo is a sin. And Yahoo will take you to hell. You know, some days when I go out and I hear people talk about Yahoo, I'm surprised. Do you know Yahoo have been seen as a very normal thing now? You hear somebody say, that guy depressed. That guy depressed. Like it's a normal thing. Then you see somebody saying, doing an interview or granted access for him to do an interview, he would not be talking like this. And it was I tried Yahoo for 5 years, it no work. They should arrest such people. You try Yahoo, it's not like a normal thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That Yahoo thing is seen like a normal thing. I was in the field trying to play football one day, and I saw a young boy that was playing so well, and I told somebody close to me, I said, that guy will make a good footballer. He has a bright future in football. And one of them made a very funny comment. I said, Pastor, if you get an Android phone, you will stop playing football. You will start press button. I said, what do you mean by that? He now called another person. He said, come and explain to Pastor. Pastor don't understand me. The person now said, they mean that if he gets a good phone, he will stop playing football because he will start doing Yahoo. He was so young, he doesn't have a phone yet. So I said, wait, if somebody just has a phone now, he starts Yahoo. He said, sir, and if his iPhone, it will be worse. So the Yahoo will be serious. I said, really, if all of you here, is that how you think? I said, many people do Yahoo. See all those boys, I say, what of tech? Do you people know there's so much money in tech? They say, what do you mean by tech? I said, do you know of programming? They don't even know of programming. They don't know of what they call programming. I said, do you know you can program and do some tech courses that will make you a millionaire? They say, sir, you what is programming, blah, blah, blah. I said, for instance, we have Petra where we teach people that. And I started preaching from there. They were now picking interest. Yeah, there's such a thing as, you know, you can make money legitimately. And I gave them some instances. I'm sure some of you have seen the video of a software developer in US. She makes over $10 million every month, which is over $6,000. That's big money. $10 million over every month as a software developer. My only problem with her is that she doesn't want to marry yet. I don't know why she doesn't want to marry. But she will marry, I'm sure. Because she's very old. She's like 35, 37, 30, almost 40. And she doesn't want to marry. 10 million. They said she started from when she was in her early 20s. Betty will marry her. She will marry. If she does not marry, we'll put husband for her. So who will marry her? Alright, so I was giving them instances. I told them one time, I don't know if he has been replaced, a Mexican that was the best coder in the world, a young boy. Over 12 to 13 years, he was the best programmer in the whole world. I remember when I was watching the video, I laid my hands on my head. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent. How can this small boy? But truly, use your brain. See, this is your brain. Let me get into sciences small. This is your brain. Made up of medulla oblongata, hippocampus, and the rest. What do you use to remember things in your brain? What do you use to... Okay, you remember that. That's nice. So let me stop there. This is your brain. This is your head. Whether it's my head or no my head. Your brain is contained inside. This your brain is so powerful. Everybody touch your head. Imagine you are touching your brain. It's so powerful. You think God made a mistake? You know, have you heard people say, I hate it when I hear people say, computer brain. Can this guy get computer brain? That's rubbish. It's the most useless statement in the whole world. Hey, God, this guy's brain, they work like magic. That's stupidity. It's a confession of the fallen man. How can brain, you can't compare your brain to computer. Don't be using computer as a measure for how intelligent that you are as an individual. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your brains give birth to computers. Sorry. Your brains give birth to what? Computers. Who made computer? The human brain. Man made computer. So between computer and humanity, who is more intelligent? Man. Do you know that the vision of computer as a whole, there's a branch of that computer, the vision of computer science as a whole is one aim. What is that aim? To make machines behave like human beings. That's the entire vision of computer. And the branch of computer that is trying to achieve that, computer science wants to use to achieve that, is called artificial intelligence. That's why today you are seeing crazy things on the internet. You see now that we are creating videos, isn't it? They'll be talking, you'll be wondering whether the person really said it. Recently they did a news for against single people, that if you are single, the federal government say they should stop selling data to single people and blah blah blah. And that single people should be transferred to Iran to go and fight because they are not useful. You saw that funny video. It was made by AI. Didn't it look so real? Do you know before now, if you didn't know that there was such a thing as AI, you would have been thinking it's true or comedy. See how they create videos. We can now create Sony. Sony will be saying something to somebody. You would think it's true. Look at the crazy things happening. Then you think that news, one day mass come will continue. You see what I'm trying to say? Are you people seeing the threat? When you do gang, 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 then AI will start talking. And they will not make mistake. They'll just read the news. You see? Mass communication now will not be a course again to be studied in the university. There used to be like 50,000 in BSU. You know, mass comm and BSU are two different set of people. There's BSU, there's mass communication. See what is happening. Then you will now think your brain is too small. I had a friend, he watched this movie, I think it's called The Prodigy. I don't know if you have seen that movie before. Very nice movie. As I'm saying nice movie, I have not watched it. But he told me that he watched the movie. I have not had the time to watch. Because I was so thrilled by his life. He's in Usman Dafodio University. He will graduate very soon as a doctor. I was so thrilled by his life. One day we were studying. We were roommates in Remedias. And I heard this boy say, page 36, example 3. I said, are you okay? He said, open it and see. I opened. I said, say another one under motion. He said it. I opened. I said, you have crammed new... What's the textbook called? New school physics. He said, something like that. I said, say this formula. I said it. I said, say this some formula. I said, Jesus Christ. I said, are you real? He said, yes. I said, you know this is offered. He kept on saying formulas and theories, saying it. This boy during lectures will be sleeping in the house. When his exam is, and he doesn't like to pray. So I got him serious with God. I was the one that made him. We'll be praying 2 hours, 30 minutes, he will start sleeping. I will hold his hand, we'll be praying together. He loves God, but he doesn't like to pray. He doesn't, you know, there are people like that. They love God, but it's a prayer that is a problem with them, between them and God. Very, very nice guy. And I asked him one day, I said, how is it that you don't even, you are not serious with God and you are this intelligent? When we were, when he was in 100 level, they didn't give him medicine, they gave him math. He got the highest GP in first semester. Then he got admission to Usman Dafodio University to study medicine. So he left. The next semester came with his carryover. Nobody reached his GP. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Nobody reached his GP with the carryover in the next semester. They will just come admire his GP and go away. The person that has it has dumped it. And I asked him one day, I said, why? How did you become this intelligent? He said, ah, sir, I was very dull in school. Ah, I never knew I had this kind of brain. One day I was watching this movie and I saw this and that in the movie. And he made a statement. He said, they said in the movie, the dullest brain is better than the best computer. He said, that changed my life around. That's the day I knew that anything a computer can do, my brain can do 10 times better. From that day. So, from that mindset, he started attacking life like that. I remember, I will never forget, we were supposed to write JAMB in Remedias. So, I prayed that God should show me the exam year that will come out. And God did that for me in mass. They did not change one question in 2-7 mass in my time of church. They did not change one question. So I told him 2-7. He said, no, 2-7 is too far, blah, blah, blah. I said, 2-7. That's what the Lord told me. He now opened 2-7 and solved the question from number 1 to the last one. He said, tough, since you choose 2-7. I said, fine, you can keep on studying. They did not change my question from number 1 to the last number. You know, when I opened my laptop, when I opened the computer and I saw the thing, I broke up into tongues. They had to be turning and looking at me. They did not change one question. I was shocked. You know, you were expecting it, then it happens. Still, you'll be shocked. I looked at the lady. I said, one question was not changed. One. She said, she doesn't even know me. I prayed. I told God to show me. They did not change one question. My God. I said to her, even if I don't pass this jam, I'm fulfilled. I just saw something about God. That was the time I used to get admission. Of course, I passed it. I said, Pastor Samuel, you know Maso? I said, yeah. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the dullest brain is better than the what? And you now have the Holy Ghost. Remove brain one side. Brain is powerful. You now have Holy Spirit. Spiritual excellence. That spirit has entered your brain. Do you understand? Your brain is on fire. You say you fail. Fail. Who will fail? It's not pride. You can't fail. Have you seen people that have pride and used to pass in your class? You think what it takes to pass is to be doing like you are crying for mercy? You know, it's to act like Ronaldo. Be confident. Lord, give you understanding. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, I don't like Ronaldo because he's proud. What is your description of proud? He said, I'm the best. He said, he's proud. Even Christians are saying he's proud. You don't know your Bible. If you know your Bible, you will know that the rich should say I'm what, the poor should say I'm what. Even while he was not the best, he was shouting, I'm the best. That's what it was paining them. At the end, he's proving himself to today. Well, I've never complained about his Ballon d'Or. Do you understand? And recently he said he will not play the World Club World Cup. They want to die because he wanted to make money on his head. He said, I will not come. See? But we are not going there. Let's teach the word of God. Do you understand? He just won. I don't want to go there. If you observe, I'll be respecting myself. He wants UEFA what? Hey, Messi fans are here. People are boning face on me. He won what? He won it. He scored. Do you understand? Let's continue preaching. You know, the beautiful thing is that I'm the preacher. You can't talk. You can just hate in your heart, but you cannot talk. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if you observe, most men of God like mercy. The ones that are on fire. Don't. Have you observed that thing? Most men of God on fire. I did not say most men. Most men of God on fire. They like Ronaldo. Sorry for what I said. Forgive me. That's a serious sin. They like Ronaldo. Have you observed that? Yes. You check any apostle on fire is Ronaldo. Check any bishop on fire. Ronaldo. I did not say the rest. This Ronaldo matter is not something we should be putting in preaching. No. It's not good. I'm not inside that one. No. I will not talk that one. Are you here? So your brain is powerful. Don't be Olodo. Tell your neighbor, refuse to be Olodo. I was joking with Mercy's sister today. I said, make first class. Your sister did not make. Make first class. She said, remaining small. What did stop you from making the small plate? I told her she was playing with Kira. That's why she did not make first class. They'll be playing. So I told the girl, I said, go and make first class. You know, some of you in 300 level cannot preach that gospel to you. How many of you are in 311 now? I declare first class for you. They don't even know how to say amen. Because they are wondering, how does it want to work? But from 100 level, we can declare. Now, if you are in 300 level with your class of degree, God can give you a first class life. But if you are yet to start, you can make first class. See, spoil people like that. You have younger ones, teach them this thing. I hope my guest listening. Life is not going to be fair on you. Be brutal with life. Be bold. Make the first class. You are not Olodo. You are 16 carrying phone. Every small thing you are tapping. Tap swap. You want money. The real money is in reading book. Read. Be intelligent. Everybody knows tap swap now. Tap swap. Even this boy now knows tap swap. You know tap swap. Thank God. We don't know that thing first. Be reading book. That time that it was happening, some people will be, yes sir, preach. Preach. After service, everybody's going home. When they did it, the thing did not give anybody shish. Hamster. Nothing. I know people feel like insulting those people now. Calm down. Nothing. After some of you have 1 billion in your account. Nothing. You know, Me, I told somebody that even if them people wanted to give money, if they check Nigerian people's accounts, they will change their mind. Do you know what Nigerians are? They say we should come and mine, innocent mining that people used to get like $5,000 highest or $2,001. You people are having $48,000. If the man had that money, will he have done any coin? It's some people that cause that, you know, in this country, especially in this church, there are some members that cause that. Oje had different accounts. He has reached plenty millions in the two accounts. One day he was telling us, I said, Oje, why not withdrawn from? He says, sir, I had two accounts and they block two of them. Why would they not block two of them? Make legit money. Are you listening to me? I'm not saying if another swap comes, don't tap. But while you are tapping, have something that is more reliable. You know, when we were small, like Mike, who is a child, those days, when they teach us about life, we used to doubt. We used to think like they are suffering us, like this small boy now. They will not understand. They say, read book. Read, you are touching phone. When you see people, because you see, you are all on a playing ground. Some people, their parents have money. They can leave them even if they are not disciplined. But God has given all of us the same opportunity. He said, see, when you see a man that is diligent in his work, he will see before what? You will sit in greatness. You have the opportunity now. Work hard. How can you be 18, 19? You say you don't. When you read, your back used to pain you. Why is your back paining you? Read your book. 21, you are saying you want to sleep. Sleep for what? Sleep 6 hours. Wake up and read. Those days in Remedias, we had a slogan called Jackolo. Jack onto you, Colo. When we used to read with moon. Moonlight. There is no light. We'll enter on that moon. It's not you who have light in BS. You see how you are enjoying. I even heard that they are fleeting school for you people. Fleet school in BS. They fleet BSU. God is great. In our days, mosquitoes were greeting us in the lecture. In the afternoon, in the night, they were greeting us. How are you? Yet we're reading. You'll be hearing clunk. Some people will wear mosquito net and be reading. I don't know if they still do it. You see somebody wear mosquito net and is reading. See, I got you, Kolo. Somebody is going to write the exam. His eye is red like he took kai kai. He has been reading from 6 p.m. till the exam. Read. Tell somebody, read. Like we said in the first service, some people are full of the Holy Spirit. They don't know how to use the Holy Spirit they have. You know, it's one thing to have knowledge and another thing to have wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Most people don't know how to apply their knowledge. You have the life of God. Yay! You are this. Yay! You are that. Yay! In your place of work, you are last. How? No, I'm not ordinary. I've got the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. In medicine, you are first. In business, you are first. Psychology, you are first. In your school, you are first. Even if you don't have a first class degree, say from now, I'm making 5 points straight till I graduate. You know, one time my lecturer said, you should go and ask for a young boy, Simon. He got the thing all. They have to come and look for me. Simon, Pastor Simon, you the one? They say you were able to write the code. 3 pages of code. 3 pages or 4 pages of code. They said I was able to replicate it in the exam. They were wondering if anybody can cram. The man said he's not sure anybody can cram that code. I crammed the code. I crammed it. In fact, I screenshotted the code in my head. When I entered the exam, I pasted it. Anything we see, there's a beginning for it. You see this screenshot? It has been happening in the realm of the spirit. Visualization. You just cram the crammables. Understand the understanding. First pass exam, you can understand later. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, if I don't understand, I'll not pass this page. Brother, grammar, pass the page first. When you pass the exam, come and understand. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, won't pass the exam, no book. Maybe who read you? You have not heard that slogan before. Who knows book? The one that passes exam. If me and my wife start sciences now, me are a winner. She knows I can win her. Many times she knows. But who pass? Who has first class? Who would they call first for interview? It's not me. I know. It's her. I'll teach her what she go and tell them. But she's her they'll call. Because she pay attention more to her books. Me, I pay attention more to my God. And it's not supposed to be like that. I'm supposed to pay attention. But you see, somehow, God gave me the first class. I gave her the God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You read. Don't be looking for first class to marry. So she's anointed because I came into her life. Well, one of those days, she said she wanted to die. They wanted to kill her in the vision. A serpent appeared, boy, big python, and wanted to kill her. Then she said, I appeared from nowhere. You know, when she was saying the dream, I didn't pay attention. I wanted to hear, and then he hits me. Then you now came and say, hey, sorry. Ah, she did not say that. She said, then you just entered the room. I just opened my eyes and did what? She said, laid your hands on the serpent and it dried up. I said, Karash. 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 He, your girlfriend will tell you, I saw you kissing my lips. Rubbish. That's why you don't have any substantial thing in your life. How was your dream? Yes, I saw us in our wedding night. Rubbish people. See your life. You have not seen anything wonderful. It's wedding night you're seeing. When you reach there, you know there's nothing there. Don't worry. You know, I saw Pastor Anne, she put one picture recently. She almost kissed Pastor K. How many of you saw that picture? And I say, why? You made it small, Pastor Anne. We're almost there. Just calm down. It's just next month and a half. Right? 1 month and a half. We'll be in the wedding. I said, no, Pastor, no, no. And I said, why did you put it? He said, ah, Pastor, that's the only picture I saw. I said, yeah. So I said, calm down, you made it small. Then whenever I'm going home, when I see Pastor K doing like he's checking his shoe, he's trying to do like, he doesn't want me to know he's waiting for Pastor Anne. He'll be doing like this. Then when I drive out, you see him, the shoe will not repair immediately. You will not wait for him. They'll not be coming. I'll just use my side mirror and look at them from far. I used to see everybody in this church. All of you, I know you people. All of you. Even those that used to wait for me to go before they come. I know all of you. And I'll be laughing when I'm driving. Be laughing. I then said, one day I was passing, I told them, they can remember. I said, this is your love. When you marry, if you continue like this, I will know that there's something extraordinary. You know, when you marry now, I said, honey, bag of rice are finished. So what do we do now? What do we do? You are the man of the house. Please buy rice. But there's no money. Please buy rice. Oh, but they don't used to. They believe women have faith. Please, don't forget the meat if you are coming back. But I said, don't forget the meat. Oh. At that point now, you'll be working hard. It's not like romance should not be there, but you see that your focus will be different. If at 12 you see your 79 and say, good night. Because you are focused on other things. It's not that that aspect should not be there. Do you understand? But you are focused on weightier things. Are you listening to me? So, that's how it works. Then she made a first class degree. So what I'm trying to say is, all of you, become the best in whatever you're doing. And if you are a student, become the best by all means. Not by expo. By all means. Outside expo and sorting. It's so bad that I'm hearing that in BSU now they are sorting lecturers. That's a taboo. In our days, if you even try those suspend you. The kind of lecturers I started with in Remedias, if you even look at their face, if they say bribery, you are the one that will start crying. They were serious church people. That's why these days when I hear that lecturers are asking ladies out, I used to be surprised. Hallelujah to Jesus. Work hard. In your place of work, work hard. Whether a Muslim is your boss, work hard. People notice excellence. How will God favor you through a Muslim boss? You're working hard. Do you know God can have, I mean, there can be Muslims in that place, but that man will say he still prefers you. Like recently, we were hearing a testimony of a lady that was working as a caregiver. Is it care what? That job that Pastor Mazze they gave him in the U.S. Caregiver. Pastor Mazze U.S. job. Say they called him to come and do caregiver. And I say, with the anointing on your life, you know, he says, pastor caregiving. How can the anointing be on your life like this so strong? And I say, what do you want to be taking care of? So because of dollars. I lay hands on him. I say, repent now. There are some things that are not... You know, these pastors can never go to U.S. and be caregivers. If they are not going to start ministry, maybe it's another this thing. If they give you the visa, I'll collect it. You know, one of my pastors called me and said, sir, they say I should come to Canada for Zuzu team. But I told them no, because the call of God is upon my life. I said, that's good. So why are you telling me? He said, I just wanted you to know, sir. I said, I've heard. He thought I was saying, no. Accept this one. One man says, sir, can I go and join this thing so that I'll be bringing money for church? This thing? I said, no, don't worry. God will provide. You know, some people have funny mentality. Well, pastor, you know, if we go out there, we'll not be sowing high partnership. Don't worry. We'll manage the low one. Some of you have funny mindsets. And you know the worst of it? You think that your glory is outside Makurdi. So if I leave Makurdi, if I just enter Abuja with one leg, I know it's going to happen for me. One of my daughters in Abuja recently, Pastor B, I was joking with her 2 days ago. I said, how far, Abuja? She said, I said, you have not touched all the gold. She started laughing. She couldn't stop laughing. I said, what is the difference between Abuja and Makurdi? She said, nothing, no. Now, before she thought that, she told her Abuja, like, why? Money would say, come here, Pastor B, come here. She has entered the Abuja. She now saw that she has to use her same faith, Makurdi faith, in Abuja. So she's watching me now. Same faith. You people think in Abuja they used to call people to carry money. You say, come and take money. It's too much. Abuja. You don't know that city. You say, that's one of the last places I want to live as a human being. I'm not joking. I went to Abuja one of the first times on my own, alone. I think that time I was going to EFCC office to get our square mail certificate. One guy that I thought was blind was begging for money. I gave him money because I thought he was blind. When I came back, when I was coming out, the car was entering. He has already entered. I don't remember him, but he has removed his eyeglass. Then why were... Oh my goodness. It's like a dream to me till now. I was going to tell the driver to leave it. Let me pay for him. Even though he had some money in his basket. Because I felt like he will still need that money when he goes back. Guess what happened? He removed the money. Gave the driver. I was asking for change. So the driver said, take now. I said, I'm not going to pretend. I don't tire for this. I was like... When he came down, and I asked the driver, he can see. He said, watch, I will stop the car, watch him. He was crossing road and walking normally to his house with his stick that he was doing like this before. Corporate, see, he was smelling nice, corporate beggar. That's one side. Some I will suit. I've seen somebody will suit in Abuja, said, my guy, can I have like 200, 500, at all, nine bad, but suit. Corporate, coming close with my guy, can I have like 200 there, 500, at all, anything, I'm like, But you need to hear him speaking English when you are just coming from afar. Hi, so you see, you know, this our networking program. When you invest 200,000, you get 200,000 first return. You get 500,000 second return. When he finished marketing, he's looking for transport to go back home. So the thing can give 200,000 first return, then you are begging for 209. See, businesses that can do like that, most of you don't know that, they will not even tell you first. They'll go and tell their family people first. Any business that will give that kind of money, you think it's you that will tell first? Do you know there are some people making millions of naira business wise? They have not told anybody. They kept it as a family secret. It's true. So don't think that there's anything waiting for you in any city. Are you listening to me? The blessing has no consciousness of location to becoming prosper. You know that the blessing has no location problem. As long as you have the blessing, are you listening to me, everybody? The sister that said peace was in her mother's womb is not listening to me. Are you people listening to me? Listen to me. I don't want to call names. So that you receive peace the way God gives peace. Be brutal. You have the blessing upon you. Be brutal. Be confident. I was telling somebody about parachute. I said, if you don't jump, parachute will not shoot. It is the force, the air. When you are jumping, the air from that jump that you took that will cause the parachute to shoot when you release it. But if you were not having the impetus to jump, will the parachute shoot out? No. You must have that impetus. Jesus told Peter, Peter said, if you are the one, let me walk on water like you. He said, okay, start walking. Do you know what caused Peter to walk? It was the word of God. When he heard the word of God, he focused on Jesus and was walking. It was not anything, it was the word that made Peter. He was walking on the word. I heard that revelation, it blew my mind. It's true. What Jesus said, he was walking on it. And all of a sudden, he was walking on water. But his walking on water was predicated upon God's word. He listened to God's word and responded to God's word. And one of the situations was that he was walking upon water. You see, when you believe in God's word, there are impossible situations you will come out from. Impossible things that will just happen for you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All things work together for you, to you that have faith in God. Things that don't work for anybody, it will work for you. When my father was going for his last promotion, when he was in the military, when he was still serving, in the military, he said that to get master officer, he said it's a very, very tough thing. That the last rank before he retires. And he said he wants to get it. And he was the youngest looking, not youngest in age, youngest looking. He didn't have their stomach. Even till now, he doesn't have their stomach. The youngest looking, he was the best in the exams, yet they were not going to give him. Because he was not smart. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And he was sharing his concerns with me and told me that we need to pray. And I took some fast and started praying. Now one day, he said, as he was praying to him, and let the Holy Spirit, I don't know that it's the Holy Spirit, but I'm not sure he knows that. Now he said he left his house and went straight to the hospital. Because they told him that he had high BP. He said in his life he has never had that thing. That's a lie. So he was praying and he heard a voice say, go to the hospital. So he left and went to the hospital. And there was a major. When he was inside, he was telling the person, say, how did I get high? People should check me again. I don't have that thing. So they were just talking, exchanging words. And the major entered inside. He said, I don't like what is happening. They are giving their brothers and leaving our Christian brothers. I don't like what is happening. He's just shouting at the top of his voice. Then my father greeted him. And I said, who are you? And I called his name. He said, are you part of a bill for the promotion? He said, yes. Are you a Christian? He said, yes. He said, put his name. I'm telling you, that's how they put his name for the promotion. He said, put his name. Then they just added his name. So everybody was shocked that all of them who were Christian, he was picked. Why? Because he was praying and he heard the voice of God. He said, move. That simply means that even favor in life and business, if you are not a prayer warrior, you cannot even access them. A man of God said he was praying one day and he entered his car, still praying in tongues, and the Holy Ghost said, turn by your left, enter that street. He was just following the Holy Ghost. Then he knocked on the door. As he knocked on the door, he saw a man. And he said, the Lord said I should come to you and tell you his purpose for you is still glaring. He will fulfill it. The man started crying. He was about to commit suicide. About to commit suicide. He said, I sought for a man that would stand in the gap. If that man was not praying, God would have not seen somebody to use. And that guy did not die finally. Prayer is not something for losers. We are not praying to get money. There are big things that money cannot solve. Do you get what I'm saying? There are a lot of things that money cannot solve in this life. If you have cancer that they say is so cancerous, and they say money cannot solve, what will you use to solve that problem? Tell somebody, fire. That's what you will use to solve that problem. There are situations that doctor will tell you, Kai, we cannot do anything. Who will solve it? God Almighty is the one that will solve that one. They have all the money. Is it by money? Yesterday, a man just died. They call him Dantata. You know how rich that man is? Billionaire in occurrences. That's all kind of things that money cannot solve. There are some rich people that wish they can buy happiness, but it's not possible. But you see, the beauty of Christianity is that the blessing makes rich and add no sorrow. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You have money and have peace of mind. Billions of naira, billions of dollars, your children are doing well. Your family is perfect. You don't have problem. That's what we call true prosperity. That's true prosperity, and that's the type God has given you. Say, me, I will make money at any expense. No, you are a Christian. You only make money God's way. And if God is your source, you follow his principles for finances. In the kingdom, it is not receivers that never lack. It is givers. I remember I was teaching my parents this principle. Say, Pastor Samuel, you mean we like this should be giving? I say, yes. It is givers that never lack, not receivers. As long as you have the receiving mindset, I just want to receive, I don't want to give. You can never walk in prosperity in the kingdom. It's a truth. It is givers that never lack. Although carnal wisdom will deceive you and tell you, it's a lie, oh, it's a lie. Gather the money. Gather and see. Gather. You can amount to riches in some levels, but it will not amount to anything really. You want to walk in abundance God's way, it is in giving. Some of you who are givers, you know what it means. And sometimes when you give, Satan will come for you. I said, what have you just done? See it. 2 months later, see it. If you alter your confession, do not be weary in doing well. Do not be weary. That's what the Bible says. Do not be weary. When you feel tempted that I've seen enough, even now, that's when to even give again. Shut the mouth of the devil. And if you think like that, we're not saying you should go and start borrowing money because you know your money will soon come. Say, in the name of Jesus, my money is coming. Borrow me 200,000 first. My money cometh soon. You are a borrower. You suffer for that. Don't try to live beyond your standard. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because I want to wear that kind of cloth. Some people are owing for shoe they buy. They are owing for earring they buy. They are owing for necklace they buy. They are owing for suit. You are wearing suits that you have not paid for. This is 6 months now. How dare you? As a Christian. He said, no, I have to look like my confession. Not by borrowing. Some of you have even, what you have even collected has even faded and spoiled. You have lost CP. And you have impetus to be smiling to the person. Hi, Sister Vero, I celebrate you. Celebrate who? You know, some people don't have conscience. Pay for what? After this service, if you are owing somebody this church, make sure you pay them. Make sure you pay. Meet them and say, Sister, I'm sorry, I've not paid you. I'm paying you now. Don't say tomorrow because you will not pay. Pay immediately. And have the don't be borrowing. Borrowing is a bad attitude. I beg, if you get 500k, I guys do something sharp. That 500k go give me 2 million. Go meet your brother. May your brother give you the 500k. It's not supposed to be like that. You know, one time I had this, you know, sometimes even as pastors, that mindset can enter you. There was this pastor that came to me many years ago in BSU. He just knew me the first day, the second day. You know, I'm so friendly. So we laughed and played. The second day, he said, sir, can I borrow? I wanted to hear it well. Can I borrow 20,000 from your hand? Second day of meeting me. I said, no, sir, you can't borrow 20,000, but I can dash you 5,000. I think I dashed him, was it 5 or 10,000? I can't really remember. I said, this one, don't return back. I dash you. And I told the protocol, anytime he comes, I'm not around. Simple. It's a bad character. You know, anytime you position your mind to borrow, you are looking away from God. Your first option is God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Your first option is God. What did David say? He said, since I was born, now I'm getting old, I've never seen the righteous what? Neither have I seen the righteous what? Beg for bread. As a righteousness of God, you're not supposed to beg. But if you truly need, now, if people truly need something, am I saying don't give them? No. There are people that truly need something, give them. But as you are giving them, they should have the mentality that they are supposed to grow into a level where they don't need anything from anybody again, but they can also give to people. I have junior ones. They can tax me like no man's business. Flora and Mike can. If Flora say hi, the next thing is money. If Mike say hello, the next thing is money. They are so terrible. They need to preach to these people in their various... In taxiology. But what am I doing to them? As I'm giving to them, I'm still training their mindset. I'm still trying to teach them one or two skills so that they can come to that point that they can have complete dependency on God and themselves. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. We didn't have that privilege, but they are having the privilege. How many of you have seen that picture where somebody had food on one hand and key on another hand? How many of you have seen that picture? Food on one hand, key on another hand. He now say choose one. The person now choose food instead of key to the food. It starts now. Somebody is complaining, pastor, my salary is just 50,000. It's 50,000. This is 4 months now. All you are doing is complaining. 4 months. You have been earning 50,000 for 4 months. You are just complaining. Do you know that God doesn't want you in that level? If you sit with the Lord in prayers, God will tell you what to do. And what God is going to tell you is to learn a skill or start a business from the 50,000. Pastor, what can I start with 50,000? Do you really know God? You can start anything. He wants you to start. There's something God can give you that will take you out from that realm of 50,000 into higher levels. I taught you in Zoe conference. I said, as you receive salary, have a part of your salary you save for business. So that at a point, this business you have started from your salary can be producing you real wealth. And at a point, you can now sack your boss. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. You can sack your boss. But if you want to be a government worker, you're just saying government worker, you will not be a pensioner. They will not even pay your children if you die. You must grow. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So 4 months now, you are just complaining that you are collecting 50,000. Did you try to learn a skill? I was giving an instance in the leadership meeting. We were talking about this skill of 18. A lady who doesn't have a laptop. I was so blessed by her testimony. She decided to use her phone to learn videography. Phone. And the phone, one time we were together, I saw that the phone, the loudspeaker has even died. But she learned videography with her earpiece. Learned it properly to an extent. And was daring to apply for jobs. Till she got a job. Over 100,000. For a start. You see that? When she was, I said, how did you learn? She said, through her phone. I said, your phone? I was surprised. Yet, in the same church, there are some people still complaining. Pastor, I don't know why. I entered into the level of this, blah, blah, blah. This is a skill since 2 years ago. Many people, that's why Jesus said, the poor you always have around. Some people, they just want to be poor. They like poverty. In fact, they are praying for people to be rich so that they will help them. They are poor. God, help my senior brother to be rich so that he will help me. See, prayer. Do you know God wants you to have a lot of money? Tell your neighbor, say, God wants you to have a lot of money. Nobody in this world was created to be poor. Nobody. You know, some people come with this useless ideology. Some people are supposed to be poor so that some people will be rich. It's a lie. God, they will not say all fingers are not equal. If it's equal, can you use it? It's not supposed to be like that. Don't be saying those rubbish. This is just God's wisdom. Does not mean you should carry human beings and say you are the who will agree to be this finger? Who will agree to be this finger? So you mean some people are this finger? And we're all hustling like this, going to school, getting our degrees, masters. Then you are shouting all fingers are not equal. So we should all know our destiny now. Maybe some are like this, so they should not go to school. People are, Simon, if everybody is rich, who will carry cement? Who told you that this job was supposed to be for poor people? Do you know in the US, people that carry that mix cement and the rest, they have duplexes where they live. They are big boys. You can. Engineer, am I lying? It's just in our country. It's a builder, so he knows what I'm saying. In this part of the world, that they'll say the people that are doing, in my barracks, they call it bang bang. They are the people that will be doing that kind of job, poor people. It's a lie. If everybody becomes rich, the real people that are supposed to build, that are sitting in offices with big stomach, they will carry machines and come and start missing this. Because if they don't come, nobody will do it. They will not get money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They will do it. Don't just sit down. There's something you can do. There's something you can learn. 4 months is a long time. Now that you are complaining you don't have money, invest from now. Get a laptop. Not to be pressing Yahoo. Mm-mm. Get a laptop. Start learning a particular skill. In 4 months, you'll be a professional. If you like, say you are not cut out for this. Now you shall be. In 4 months, you become a professional. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not that you are. What is your business? You are advertising and cream and oil perfume on your status. Be serious with life. Is that going to make you rich? That's why they don't like to marry people that don't have a car. Say, my at least let him have a car and a duplex. See mouth like duplex. You, what do you have? Perfume on your status. Hardworking girls, they don't have big eyes. It's broke girls that like big things. Have you observed? All those broke sisters, they like men that have, all those hardworking sisters, they're just settled for who God wants them to marry. But you see, broke girls, oh God. Broke girls with big, unbelievable vision for men. Say, how old are you? 30. And you don't have a job? You don't have a house? Sorry. You now ask her, does your dad have a land? Somebody is 30, you say you don't have your house of your own. I'm surprised. Don't be using Yahoo boys to compare normal human beings. Somebody is working hard, you are using a Yahoo boy life to compare. You are just wasting your time. You see the guy with one GLK, just enter. Even if his church, they come. Don't use them to compare anybody. See, just see your mates, that guy. You'll be 27, in at 25. See in GLK. And a believer, that he came to church does not mean he's a believer. That's why Yahoo boys don't like this church. When they come, they don't used to stay long. They used to run away from me. I've observed some of them. I was telling my Martin not too long about one. They used to stay because I used to hit against them. You think you come here and give me Yahoo seed? It will Yahoo on your face back. Don't use Yahoo boys to compare normal human beings. Don't use them. See, your sanity, your peace of mind is bigger than money. You will not understand now. Some of you, and I pray you don't make that mistake. Your peace of mind is better than anything. You don't understand. For me to marry a bad wife, it's better for me to be under one tree in one village and be receiving fresh air all the days of my life. I tell you the truth. Men, that's why many women, you don't know why men are not even marrying some people. You talk to them, why? I asked one lady, she said she's having problem with her person, the fiance. And I asked her, I said, well, I don't know. I was trying to be sarcastic. I said, well, from what I've observed, it's like it's the guy that is always wrong, but she just shouted, yes, sir. You see, I was setting her up. I said, the guy is always wrong, right? She said, yes, sir. I said, yeah, and you are never wrong. She now reduced her volume. So I don't understand. I said, you are never wrong now. Since I'm not like that, but it's the one that is. She started laughing because she now caught me. I said, you see, as I asked you, is the guy that is always wrong? You shouted, yes, sir. You are never wrong. Oh, Miss Perfect. When the Bible says, be perfect, you have entered it since already. It's for women. So the guy is always wrong. You are never wrong. And I asked her before I even said this. I said, who always apologizes first? She said, the guy. I said, you see why God called you weaker vessel? You see? I said, but are you wrong sometimes? She said, yes. Have you ever apologized? She said, not yet, sir. You are wrong. The guy apologized. He is wrong. He apologized. You don't think what a man can do, a woman can do better. How? It's in some areas, though. When a man can cook, a woman can cook better. When a man says, I'm sorry, a woman cannot do it better. There's one video I saw. The man say, I'm sorry. The woman wanted to say, I'm sorry. She started writing like this. I am. She just said the problem. The man said, I'm sorry. But when the man said the problem, she started talking. Yan, 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 yan. They carried the thing. They did zigzag. Oh. And I put, sorry. Am I saying women are not nothing? No, that's not what I'm saying. I hope you get my point. So I was just trying to advise her. I said, that is why most times some men find it difficult to even settle with women they've been with for 5 years, 6 years, because they talk too much. This was so sad. We have to make the point sometimes because they are misunderstanding us. See, you should be allow some people to be allow your husband to be misunderstanding sometimes. If they talk, just keep your mouth shut. You see that mouth? Keep that mouth shut. I wanted to say that thing, but let me call it out. Keep it short. It's not every time you talk. If you are giving birth to in 1980s, 1970s, early 1990s, you understand this kind of culture I'm talking about. Not these Gen Z people. When your father is talking, whether your father is wrong or right, what do? You keep your mouth shut. Your father cannot be talking and you are talking. Say, Daddy, can I say something? Daddy, they will remove your eye those days. Oh. These days, your daddy will say, okay, make your point. Those days, you cannot make points if daddy is talking. Though. What that is wrong, you accept the wrong. Say, I will not do it again. Sorry, sir. You are apologizing for what you don't know anything about. So you say, Rebecca, I don't like the way you talk. Anytime, blah, 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 blah. Can I say something? Can I say this point? Rebecca, wait. Let me talk. I will not agree. Another Korean, two Korean and one Korean. Two arguments in one coin. Firstly, can I say something? He said, wait, let me talk. No, I will not agree. I must make this point. Let me talk something first. I'm respecting you. Respect me too. You see? Then when you talk your own for like 2 hours, the guy wants to talk for 20 minutes. Can I excuse me? There's something you said that I will not agree with. You see? Who do you want to kill when they marry you? His chest will just be doing boom, boom, and he will die at 48. From talking. Learn it. It's good virtue to keep your mouth short. Whether you are right or wrong, learn to keep your mouth short. Practice it. See, your husband is not your elder brother. Understand that. See, me and my elder brother, I like the way we used to be. I wish me and my husband would be like me and my elder brother. It can never work. It's yeye men that will agree to that rubbish. You have elder brother. Am I your elder brother? I'm your Lord. According to the Bible. I'm in charge of you. See, some of us, I say, Lord, you say, yee. Abraham was called by Sarah what? My Lord. You, are you greater than Sarah yet? Say, my Lord. We did not say we are Jesus. Lord simply means somebody that directs you. Jesus and guides you. Meaning, if you want to marry, observe, can I call this man? Is it fit to be my Lord? Let me see. If he cannot, don't marry, else he's boss. You'll be fighting your Lord. Watch the man well. If it's not somebody you can be subjected to, don't marry. A man cannot be talking and you are talking. This is one problem I've tried to solve for years, even before I became a pastor of this MI. Many years ago, I used to hear my spiritual father counsel. Talking. We men have been talking for a long time. You know, a lot of times you don't understand that when you let. I've given this example before. That sometimes when evening do after work, some men will be at high level till 8 p.m. That former high level roundabout where they sell newspaper. If you go there at 6 p.m., you see some men shacking Ogogoro there. From work, oh, straight to that place. Meanwhile, some, they will tell boss, can I go home? My wife is alone in the house. They want to rush back home. When they go back, they'll go and rest in peace. and enjoy their life. Why some, when they go back, they are wondering if the wife is in the parlor, they want to follow back here at the end. You are back. You are back. We have not finished that quarrel. We will go enter one trouser today. You see? The man, you don't even know what the man goes through in his place of work. The accusation, the plaintiff, he comes back home to find peace. Then the sorrow increased 2x2. Sometimes when those men own their car, they don't even know where they are going. They just say, let me leave this environment and be going to where they don't know. They go and enter the dungeon of Delilah. Then your own are finished. Your prayer point will increase. I've shared this thing several times. It's from now you kill that spirit of talking. Women, hold your mouth like this. Every woman, put your hand on your mouth. Say, Lord Jesus, every spirit of talking, catch fire. It will help you. This thing I'm telling you. You see these young boys you are seeing that are toasting some of you. They will run if you keep on talking anyhow. It will be like 2 weeks to your wedding. They will say, I've been thinking of something. I don't think I can do this anymore. Why? They'll say, no reason. They don't want to hurt you. Why? They'll say, you talk too much. Too much. They check you for 3 years. Your mouth has not kept quiet. You are still talking like that. Marriage does not change a woman. No. Marriage is the extension of the man you are seeing and the woman you are seeing now. Don't think when they marry, they will now receive a new spirit. Husband's spirit. The wife you cannot condole. Look at her now. That's the woman you will live the rest of your life with. That man, to look at him now. That's what will happen to you all the days of your life. So your change starts now. And be understanding. That is why you see, if you observe men, most men like women that are quite experienced. In fact, recently they say men prefer women who are older than them. Recently, there's a study they did. They say men prefer women who are older than them. They say, why? You think it's because of anything? They say the women who are older, they understand life better. I met a man, he says, sir, I want to marry you, but I don't want all these small girls. I said, what do you mean by small girls? He said, 20 something. I want the woman that is like 35, 40. I say, are you serious? He said, yes, sir. Those small girls, they don't get joy. They go kill me before my time. I want matured woman. Do you know how those ones became mature? Them too, they behave like you before they now had sense. They say, I know. It is not all that glitters that is good. Let me go for a man that has sense. They went for Corolla like you. When they hit their head against the wall. You know when that singer said, when our backs were against, their head was on the wall. They hit their head. And when they realized and had sense, they said, no, I will settle for a man that is wise. They are the kind of women that men are looking for. You observe men again saying they are looking for women who are firstborn. Have you heard men like that? I have a friend who said, if a woman is not firstborn, he's not married. Firstborn or first lady of the house. Like she's the first girl of the house, he will not marry. I asked him why. He said, because they are very sensible and understanding. They understand responsibility. See, so when you get married to them, do not disturb your life at all. Whatever you give them, they will multiply times two. He said, but you see all those last born, Gen Z? Anything you give them is never enough. They will kill you before your time. That's why some men, when they marry, they stop living. They just die. You see, as I'm saying this thing now, you think I'm joking. There are some men that died the day they married. They stop living. Why do you think some of these people... Now, you know, one time I was listening to this guy on Facebook. They call Gege or something like that. And I said, let me just listen to this guy. Let me hear these things he's saying. He said, blah, blah, blah. What does a man get? Mention one thing that a man gets in marriage. Mention one thing. So I was just laughing. And just trying to analyze everything he said. Do you know, the Holy Spirit told me, he said, this guy is speaking from some pain. Has he married before? He's speaking from hurt, pain, disappointment, and people's experience. They are truly women that have scattered men's life in marriage. When they say scattered, they scattered it. So now he's now analyzing life from all of these mistakes. That's why his conclusion is that God forbid for him to marry. He's now an advocate against marriage. Do you know he has fans? Go and check his Facebook page. There are many men, some of them may be one or two people's husband, or I'm sure they are not your own. They have agreed with the man that they are not going to marry in their life. They would rather make their money. You know, I was talking to a young man. I said, how about marriage? He said, ah, sir, I beg you, I don't feel married. I said, hey, wanted to play football. I dreamed to the side. I said, this is serious. Why would you talk like that? He's doing well for a young man. I said, I thought you were talking about marriage. Because the relationship he entered, they've done it boost. They've almost killed him in the relationship. There's nothing in our bio, including car. They finish him. So he now said that if that woman cannot love him, he doesn't think anybody else can love him. And guess what? The woman was somebody that he trained because the parents are not alive. So he trained through school and everything, and he got that one. So he said he doesn't think anybody can love him again in his life. I said, no, don't talk like that. He said, Pastor, see, he was telling me, Pastor, see. Like, even if I like, I should preach from heaven to earth. He has made up his mind. My problem is, Pastor, see, you have to see. Say, Pastor, see, all these things you are saying, Pastor, me, I respect you very well, this, but see, Pastor, I've made up my mind. I'm traveling out soon. And when I travel out, marriage will be contract. I will come out, tell the woman I don't have anything. I'm a fine man, they will marry me, I will share the property, she's divorced. That's the only thing me I will do. But all these African girls, especially Nigeria, especially Benue, God forbid. Now, if somebody hears that guy talking on Facebook, they'll say, stupid guy, foolish guy. And I'm not saying the words that are coming out from his mouth are wise too. But he's talking from pain. He gave his best for this lady. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Gave everything. See that she finished school, bought everything she wants, and at the end, when she got the job, and who helped her to get the job? Steve. So now they told her that the kind of man he is not qualified for her, that they are not sure of his background. When he was paying everything, they were sure of the background. They did not check the background. But now they have had family meeting, they are not sure of the background. You see how people can be wicked? Are you seeing on Facebook how men are taking ladies through school, pay their school fees? When they are done, do not marry them. Do not come and give them birthday cake and say, you are not my type. It's plenty. There's a pastor recently that said, before you pay school fees for any woman, let her have 2 children for you. He said you should have married her, she should have 2 children before you send her to school. You know why they are taking those precautions now? You know. He's a mechanic, but he was worthy to pay your school fees. When you finish, you are not cut out for mechanics. You met a doctor that likes you. That's why some women live miserable lives. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Calm down. Gen Z generation, calm down. You know, one time I heard the pastor talking one time. I told my wife, I said, I don't like the way this pastor is talking. He said, if the man does not have this, don't marry. I said, I don't know. I said, I know this pastor story. If I'm a terrible blogger now, I'll go and write his story and put it online. I know his story. The one day, God now touched his heart. He now came out, not too long. He said, if the man has one bed, one kuchi, one this, and TV, he said, marry the person. As long as he has where to live, marry him. I said, that's beautiful. You have heard it, but me, ma'am, telling you, if the man has what? Bed, 2 kuchin, one for the in-law, one for himself, marry. Me too, I'm telling you the same thing. You see, some of you are doing like you. What do you have? Do you have a house? Even rented apartment, are you not 3 inside? As long as a man has a vision, he knows what he's doing. Most of you don't know that if you leave a man who has a vision and marry the one with television today, tomorrow you will cry. There are most women who have husbands and children today who are crying in their husband's house when they see that their boyfriend is millions. Their husband is still a pensioner. He's still working with government. The guy is in millions. They'll be crying. And so only why are you crying? Say nothing. I just believe that Jesus just touched my heart recently. They are crying because that life would have been their life. But they doubted. If a man has a vision, marry him. Help the man. You are called help meet. Not enjoyment meet. Help meet. I'm sure most of you that are refusing some men who don't have a lot of money to marry for marriage now, you are seeing where they are lacking. Most times you hear ladies say, if he's doing like that, that's why you were called. Don't be insulting the man. Why can you not marry that man, sir? Sir, what I'm observing that guy is the way his vision, the way he wrote the vision, the way he's doing it, that's why you are called help meet. Have you not seen brothers in church? I've seen that situation in church. A sister in church is saying, a brother in church, someone has said, the way he dresses. We're talking about more important thing is dressing that is your own focal point. So you refuse a brother because of how he's dressing. What of the other qualities that you are seeing there? How can he mix maroon with us blood red and green shoe? And what is paining you is that you are seeing the other brother who is your friend's big boyfriend dressing well. So your friend is smiling, oh, you look so nice. And you are like, oh, you look so terrible. You feel ashamed. God has given you a responsibility there. You know, one time I was watching Pastor Ayo's wife in Abuja, Petra. The church is called Petra. And she was talking about how she met her husband. I couldn't stop laughing. She said when she met the man, the way his style of dressing was so bad. Pastor Ayo was just doing his face like this. He was just covering his face. You could just tell he was ashamed of himself. He said, his sense of dressing so bad, you mix this. I was saying, God, which kind of man is this one? But I never said to him, I was saying it in my heart. And I was still believing that this was my husband. The way he was even preaching, his preaching does not used to connect. But I would just be saying, I believe everything will be fine. If you hear the man of God today is very sound and he's doing so well. But the woman said she was patient. I said, Kai, I think I shared that video to leadership group. I don't know if I shared. I thought I shared it. So that some ladies will watch and learn. Okay, Bensi, that was his wife. I didn't share her own. I would have shared it. Maybe I'll check for it and share. So that some of you will learn. Because how Satan used to steal most of you is that brothers will be rising in church. Somebody like as anointed as this man with his bare head, for instance, stand up. And this one with his bare head, for instance, stand up. I don't know why these guys have bare heads and they are friends. Amen? If you allow bare head to be the reason why you don't pick people that have vision, you have a bad life. So, Pastor, forget all those things Pastor used to talk about. Don't go and marry somebody who can compromise to get anything. Those are not people to marry. Your children will come. They will learn those bad character. Marry people who will not compromise, full of integrity, full of love and passion. That is true wealth already. Other things will be added. Do you know the way God will send you in this man's life now? Those things are not compliant. You can come and sit immediately and say, Pastor Phil, darling. That, you are smiling. This man wants that name in his life. Don't worry, God will bring one. Maybe you haven't standing before her, who knows? Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be scared. I'm not saying Pastor Phil will toast you as a service. I'm just saying, maybe it's you, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's her. Who knows? And if she's her, will you not marry? She said no. She never came in. I'm sure she will. This is church, you know. If she's her, fear not. But I'm not saying it's her. It's for example now. If it's anybody, if you look by head, because you like hair that have that arranging, or just is even bar hair or what? Which one is your hair? Is it bar hair or hair or bar? Sit down. <sir. laughs> Let me end. You know, do you know some ladies who say, I don't like a guy with, see how hair is shining. I don't like a guy with bar hair. Some will say, I don't, which one is this one? Bad hair too. I don't like a guy with this kind of hair. So what kind of guy? I like Pastor Emma's kind of hair. Let hair flow everywhere. Don't say why. Say so that my children's hair will be plenty. I have hair, plenty hair. My wife have hair. She kind of hair. I don't know what is wrong with hair. You see all these things people are saying. When I saw Shekinah's hair, I said, who bought this hair? See the woman's hair. See my hair. Where did she get her hair from? One great person I don't know in their family indeed. They just remember the person with the, I'm sure if they check, they'll remember that person. But I've been prophesying to the hair now, as I'm speaking to the hair. Hair, come out, you belong to me, I belong to you, come out, be like this. So if it's that one, you'll be disappointed. You'll be so shocked that you marry somebody who buy hair. You have plenty hair. Just like Jesus died for us to live. He had by her maybe for his child to have her. Who knows? Life is sweet. It depends on how you see it. So you can't, you know, imagine that as God. God said, okay, this is your husband. You start saying, I don't like the look. I want broad chest. With the way this man is a millionaire in the making as we're talking right now. He has million. Aim to, he has million. You know, if your friend have million, you might have million. He said, show me your friend and I'll tell you who you are. But you want broad chest. That used to pass here sometimes to the gym. And they are coming home. That's what you want. You know, I was watching Ubad Angel one day. He said he went to the gym for the first time because his wife was advising him to go to the gym. As he raised the iron, he said, I rebuke you, God forbid. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I said, they're laughing. I said, hey God, I'm not going on. This one, that senior prophet is rebuking iron. You know, he's saying, I told God, no, I'm not, this is not me, I'll go and preach. I think he now had to start going back small again. You know, men of God, you know, hardly see the gym on there, especially the ones that are anointed, like me, Pastor Benny Hinn, Pastor Chris, where you hardly see that scene, those back, you know. We have time for the word, that's why we can, you know, you have to choose what you want. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying all men of God, I'm saying we, our cliques. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You hardly see us. We're just okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See how this man is okay. Now you want bro. Pastor Ed used to walk like this. That's my problem. I like him, but he used to walk like this. Why would my baby be walking like this? He should gym and have broad chest. Ahem. So is that enough reason not to marry? So why would not marry Pastor Ed? The bad head. Now you need to see something. The bad head. He guy do okay now. He took care by him. He took care by him. There's okay. Who do you like? Chris Brown. That kind of Chris Brown hair. We get Chris Brown from this church. GCMI Chris Brown. Where you day? I found out that women truly don't have a problem with spec. Especially when I look at this, some of these guys in the secular world, like Rick Rose, I'm wondering, what are they looking for? I'm not insulting the guy, please. I'm wondering, what are you looking for there? But if he's, those days when we watch that guy, when he's doing his music, you see the kind of women you see, different countries, different nations, they will gather and be dancing for him. With that kind of stomach. So I like tall guys. Lot of whiskey. You see them saying whiskey. Tall guys. Is it tall? Somebody that is reaching here, with me here. It's money. Remove your eyes from rubies so that you can see quality men like Donald. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You can see quality men like their miracle them and the rest. I can't call your names. I know some of you are praying for me to call your name. Like the Sonia and your chairs, the Daniels, them, you understand? Melodies, them, and the rest of them. The Benjamins, the Peters, you know? Which one have I not called? The Jairus, the Promises, your Chedis, you know? The new disease. Okay. Not Michael, he's a small boy. Not rich to have a girlfriend. Very small thing. Don't look at that one. Are we together? No one should be left to go to school. Amen. So, do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? We have established the word of God. So think wise. All those people toasting you, Christabel. Are you listening to me? Don't agree. Annabelle, all of you that are Bell. The Belzeus, the Bells family. Don't hear them, Okiras. Rejoice. I know now as you are singing, as some people are looking at you online and saying, she loves me. You are saying, he loves me. They're saying, she loves me. Calm down. Bless you, know those your boys. You know what I'm talking about. Calm calm down. Focus on church. Your husband is in the presence of God. Mercy, you are hearing me, ba? They should not toss two people away. I know I'm calling most of you. The anointing is stronger here. Precious. Are you people hearing me? Okay. If you marry unbelievers, don't invite me. I will not come. Say, man of God, we have come to honor your honor. We will be honored by your presence. You will not see my presence. To help you make the right choice. And that's just your simple prayer. For who to marry, the right choice. And if you want to repent today from wrong relationships, tell the Lord to help you. He will help you. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for your word, your spirit and life, and we pray that the Lord will live according to your word like we've heard. We are graced to live according to your word. We have been energized, capacitated, for in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.